When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're not
experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we
love giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome. Hi.
Welcome to the hot seat. It's really hot. It gets really hot.
We're under the bright
lights. It's the bright light. I'm sweating already. I'm not going to lie.
No, Sam, I don't worry about
I'll
it.
Put deodorant on, though. So, obviously, I don't know if you've had our podcast, but we basically talk about dilemmas. People write in dilemmas.
Love it.
And we discuss them. We give them our advice.
And normally we have a bit of wine.
Normally we have wine, but you don't drink wine.
I'm sober, yes. I'll stick
That's
to the water.
That's so wicked.
But you could have wine.
No. I'm taking
we are taking a leap.
It is quite early as well for us.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
How long have you been sober for?
A year next month.
Oh my God.
That is so amazing.
A year next month. Yeah, crazy.
Did you just decide to go?
Yeah, I just decided it. My wild days back in the day got a bit much and I just thought, oh, do you know what? I'm sick of these hangovers.
Mm. Yeah.
And just letting people down all the time, not being reliable. So I just thought, let's just stop drinking.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive that you were just able to do that, particularly in this age as well, because I feel like it's such a social thing.
It is social. I mean, especially in this industry as well, there's like parties, events.
I know.
Yeah.
Social events, red carpets, and like they just. I remember when I went to my first ever, I think it was the reality television awards, right? And I was sat on the table, and the only drinks they were offering was just champagne.
So bad.
And I was like, oh, is there not any like juice? And they're like, no.
I'm
like,
water.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. So I had to ask for water, but it makes me feel embarrassed.
Wait, they didn't have water?
No, they didn't have water on the table, no. I think it's just so socially acceptable now for people to just drink. So I was just like, yeah.
How was the transition? Sorry, stop.
That's
me
all right.
You
can ask me as many questions if you want.
Like, how was like the transition from being like, did you literally just wake up or did you like trial and fail quite a few times?
Yeah, I mean, I realized that I could stop drinking, but I couldn't stay stopped because I would just make up an excuse and like lie to myself and justify the fact that I'm going to like 3 barbecues a week in the winter and then go into like a few different events, and it got to a point where my schedule was that like laid back and I was just going to loads of different events.
Yeah, there's no
stopping. I was drinking like 3-4 times a week.
Yeah, that's yeah.
And then like it progressed to like 5-6 times a week, like not a massive amount.
Yeah,
but yeah, it just got to the point where I was just like, no, I can't do it anymore. Yeah.
And then you just woke up one day and you were like, this is it.
Yeah, I mean, my dad's in recovery as well. He's an alcoholic. And he kind of sat me down and was like, Chloe, you need to just stop drinking.
Really?
Yeah, because it got to the point where I was really bad. I was letting people down.
Were you still living at home at this point?
I was still living at home, yeah. My mum and dad were just like, Chloe, you've got to stop drinking.
Yeah. Really? That is so epic of them. And also the fact that you had their support. It's also kind of
you're
great
lucky
that, you're
that they saw that and said, like, no.
Yeah.
Did your dad sort of see, like...
Yeah. I mean, because he's an alcoholic, he kind of see symptoms in me and was like, Chloe, if you don't stop, then you're going to end up being like me. And my brother passed away of, like, a alcohol and drugs related when I was 14. Oh, so that's all right. Without getting too deep, it kind of just hit home and I was like, there's just no point in drinking anymore. Yeah. Because like, I used to drink to get drunk.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't actually like drinking.
Enjoy the,
But now
that makes so
I'm
much
wild
sense.
And water girls.
And like, you look glowing. Yeah, you don't really have a hangover and you obviously find it. It's so impressive. Like, I wish I could go
it's
to
so
it.
Good. There's so many books that have been like written about like women, like when they get older and they're like the difference it makes to everything in your life. The way you feel, obviously the way you look, your skin, like everything apparently is like so, so, so much better. And like, I'll have like a couple of glasses of wine, like on the weekend or whatever with my meal. Unless we're going out for like a big one. So I don't drink that much, but I still feel like, oh my God, it wakes me up in the night. Like the sugar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can just tell like the difference. I'm like, Christ alive. Like it really does just hit you straight, especially as you're getting older now. So when I was younger, I guess I didn't really used to think
getting
twice
older.
About it.
She's 25.
I know. But it's different because when I was 23 20. And you're
But no, it's so that's so impressive.
It Thank really you. Is. Well, I've inspired you not to drink on this episode, so I'll take you the credit. Have. I'll take the credit, girl.
You have.
Agua only,
and I'm gonna feel so good about it.
Okay, right. So last week we discussed sneaky links and like secret hookups, stuff like that.
I love a sneaky link.
Right?
Do you?
We I love tell them. Me more because we, I didn't even know what a sneaky link was.
Neither do. Yeah.
Really?
No. Obviously, now we understand.
In your words, like what would you think a sneaky link?
It's like a side ting.
Yeah. Okay.
You're like, oh, you just ring them up. You just right. want some. You know when you really want some.
We've right. all been there. Where
so
we kind of want.
I like single, just a boy right? who you just shag.
Sex.
Yeah, just sex.
Also, you need.
Why is this a sneaky link?
Because it's kind of someone you don't want to actually date.
It's like a sneaky link up.
Listen, right. It's like you don't want to get married to him.
Yeah.
But you just want to have sex.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're like, after just a sneaky link.
And yeah.
I want to go home to have a bit of fun with somebody.
But then I always get feels.
Oh,
this
do
is
you?
A lot of it. This is like what this the is what all, is.
Like, right, you're going to be the best acne aunt here. You're going to give them the best advice. So we had what was the situation with this girl? Because we've got a follow-up.
Okay, so the girl slept with a guy after a first date who had a very strange pillow talk chat. Asked him to call her a good girl, etc.
Oh, so basically he was like, look into my eyes, good girl. So fucking sketch, weird. And she was like, no, I'm not about this. And she reacted. She's emailed us back being like, your reaction has killed me. It made me laugh so much and made me feel better about other experiences. Definitely need to tell the guy I like passionate, intimate sex. Thank you so much for your advice.
Yeah, you've got to be honest. You've like, don't ask me to dirty talk you. Like, it's just not.
Especially if it's a sneaky link. Yeah, like, you're there for the sex, so it's got to be good.
So was it a sneaky link that
it
she was having sex?
It was a sneaky link slash weird hookup situation.
You just crossed the line there, babe.
Yeah,
especially
she
said it was the first time he had sex and she was kind of like, what? Taking it back a bit, like, what the hell?
Surely it's like a naughty girl as well. You don't say
you're
good
girl.
Like, well, that's not sexy in any way.
Yeah, I know what you, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard that say. He just got it wrong, bless him.
Oh, no.
Poor
I feel
boy.
Like you should have sex at least a couple times and then ease into the
yeah,
talking.
Feeling comfortable, right?
Yeah, otherwise, yeah.
Can you tell me about your sneaky link situation?
Yeah, do you have anything? You don't obviously don't name names.
I can tell you about a few previous because I'm being a good girl at the minute.
Oh! He would like you, wouldn't he?
Right. So, sneaky links. I don't know, I just like, you know, you just got them in your contacts or you just like.
You just scroll.
I tried to find one of these and I couldn't find one.
When?
When I was single. They're hard to find.
I'm pretty sure that
because
was a few
either
about,
you
Melissa.
Get the ick with them.
Mm. I recycle ex-boyfriends.
This is what I tried to do. I tried to do
that loads.
I tried to do it. I went through every single contact list of the ex and everyone. I was like,
no.
It was like all my previous hookups I went through. So I went to my very first boyfriend, bless his heart.
In primary school. I swear that did work.
Primary school love. First kiss.
I was 15. Not no, even joking. Wait, I went that far back.
Wait, I swear you did go on a date with him.
I went on a date with him and I kissed him, but we didn't sleep together.
A 15-year-old lover.
Then like a random hookup that happened, I was like 17.
Right, go on then. So you recycle. I do.
Yeah, we all recycle. Love a bit of recycling.
But then do you know what? I do feel really bad because I've got a conscience, believe it or not. And when I sleep with my exes, I feel like some of them haven't gotten over me, but I'm over them. So when I'm sleeping with them afterwards, they're like, oh, can we have a cuddle? And then they're like holding me and stroking my hair. And you know, sometimes when you're just having sex, you just want to have sex and then leave. That I feel bad for saying, oh, can you leave now?
Could you piss off?
So I just lay there.
Yeah, because you know, you've had feelings like you know them. It's too deep to be like, can you fuck off now?
And then sometimes the I love you word comes and I just have to say it back.
Oh! No,
and then it gets really deep.
That's so mean. You can't do that, Chloe.
No, I can't say it.
Poor soul.
It's a character defect I'm working on.
So when you say it, are you like, I love you too? Or is it more like a, I love you too?
Yeah, I love you.
Oh.
Leave now.
Put it in again. Stop it. So then how did you cut the sneaky links off?
How do I cut my sneaky links off? I just stopped replying for a few months.
Yeah, I ghost, yeah.
So I messaged them. I'm like, how are you doing, babe? Or I reply to a story. I'm like, oh, you look fit. Done something new with your hair. That's what I do all the time. I just reply to the story and then they message back. And I'm like, oh, what are you doing later? And they're like, oh, I'll come pick you up if you want. I'm like, yeah, okay. Then we go to Mackey's, get a double cheeseburger, go back to mine or theirs. And then...
the magic happens.
Then I just don't reply.
So Mackie D's is like the hookup point. Yeah. You know you're in.
If they're having Mackie's, we're having.
Yeah, a 20 share box of nuggets. And then you can share each other's
family
dips.
Family bargain bucket.
So you're already swapping saliva before you're even kissing. It's like, you know when you eat an oyster and it's an aphrodisiac?
Yeah.
It's like swapping nuggets of different sauces.
Oh my God.
Gets you turned on. Stop following to you. Gets
that
the old blood flowing. Oh my God, that is too good. Right.
Dilemma. Should we... Shelly? Do you want to read the first one?
Yeah, I'll read one. Okay, this is dilemma one. Oh my God, girls, please help me out. I cannot find a graduation dress anywhere. Please give some suggestions for lovely grad dresses. Happy to spend up to 100. Tiny Tim, please help. We have a similar build. Wait, does she know Tiny Tim's?
I think that people think Tiny Tim's just like everybody. Or maybe she thinks it's me and Ruby.
Who's Tiny Tim?
Right, I call Ruby Tiny Tim, and now everyone is a Tiny Tim. No, I think it's just us three.
I think it's just us three, but she obviously thinks it's just me.
That is so swim. Right, you know Scrooge? Is it Scrooge?
That's yes,
a tiny Tim with a little broken leg. And Ruby, sweet, our little friend, she's so tiny wee.
Oh.
So I was just like, you're just like a tiny little Tim. Like, so, so small.
So small.
Right, basically, we've got a tiny petite girl on her hands. Where should
Reformation,
we go?
Well, I would suggest, over 100. They sometimes are over £100. They never used to
ASOS?
Be. I think their prices have gone up. ASOS is really good.
What is it for, a prom dress?
Yeah, graduation
also,
dress.
That place, Meshki or whatever it's called.
Wait,
it's
graduation quite like lovely. Meshki.
Yeah, but that's Benny.
I don't think it's over £100.
Oh, is it not?
Don't think so. I think it's like £60-70 mark.
Let me really think of something.
House of CB...
yeah.
Sometimes have really nice dresses for under £100.
Yeah, that's a very good shout, and also really small. You can get tiny, tiny clothes.
Yeah, you
there.
Can.
And they're really cute embroidered dresses as well.
Yeah, and you can get like corset one, which is stunning, you know, like getting cinch in the waist.
Also, the Australian brands.
Princess Polly. Yeah.
So good.
I mean, do you have to pay all
maybe
that back?
Not, no, you don't. I don't have to pay any taxes and duties, and I don't know if that's just luck, touch with them. But I order from them all the time, and I never, ever get taxes.
I've never
and
heard
duties.
Of them. You're educating me, girls.
I think I ordered it, but I did it wrong and did like Princess Boutique or Polly's Boutique, and it was.
Oh, there's another one. There's another one, Something Boutique.
Which is more like Pretty Little Thing and not quite my. And it didn't look quite right when it arrived. I was like, Melissa.
No, Princess Polly.
I ordered, honestly.
But Princess Polly is like cheap. Like, it's not like an expensive
place.
Okay,
well, there you go,
you
Princess
can get
Polly.
Lovely, lovely things in there. Like,
and tiny.
They're tiny, tiny, tiny. Some things are too short for me, and I'm like, and I've got short legs, and I'm a short person.
I mean, I'm like nearly 6 foot.
No
are you
way.
Actually?
No,
you don't look it.
5'11".
Are you? I wouldn't even think
no,
of
neither.
That. But you 5'11". Do look lovely and slender and tall, but I just
very
didn't,
elegant.
I don't think I was like...
I wasn't like, towering. You know, there's some people that just seem like they have a really tall presence, but they're not actually that tall.
Mm-hmm. Loads of people think I'm way taller than I am.
How tall are you?
5'6", now 5'7".
No, you're not. You look really tall when you're sat down.
It's because your limbs are so long.
I reckon I'm 5'7". I reckon last time I weighed myself, did the height, I was like, university. I reckon I've grown a little inch by then.
Probably.
Does that happen?
I don't know. I only realise how tall you are when I see a picture of us together. Then I'm like, oh, you are taller than me. But when I'm with you, I feel like you're the same height as me. It's
no,
really
I'm
weird.
Absolutely taller
But you
than
know when you're so used to talking to someone, you're like... I'm not like this. I don't feel like you're that much taller. But then I see us next to each other and I'm like, oh, you are actually quite a lot taller than me.
Yeah.
Dilemma two. My friend has been going through an on and off period lately with her boyfriend of 6 years. Uh-oh, this doesn't sound good already. They've been together since they were both 22 and have been living together for 4 years. They've broken up and gotten back together 3 times in the past 4 weeks.
Wow.
The most recent break was due to her going through his phone and finding a comment he had left on social media thread about her basically saying if she was someone different, I would have proposed to her a while ago. Wait, hold on. If she was someone different, I probably would have proposed to her a while ago.
So savage.
She was heartbroken and ended things with him.
What does he mean if she was different? Then he just doesn't like her.
I'm very confused about this tense. Can you explain the tense? Because she's saying he left a comment on social media thread about her.
So he had left a social media. She had read him speaking on social media on a thread, and it was basically saying, if she was someone different, I would have proposed to her a while ago, but she's obviously who she is, so I don't want to.
They have since spoken through it, and she has gotten back with him. However, he got really drunk at a festival 3 years ago and confided in me that he didn't find his girlfriend, my friend, very attractive, that she wasn't really his type and wasn't really sexually attracted to her. I've never told her, but with recent things coming to light, do I say something or do I take it to the grave? Thank you in advance for the advice.
She should have told her at the time.
Yeah, it's too late now.
She would have saved her the heartache. I'm sorry, but that's wrong. That's so wrong. Oh my God, but
I don't think I would tell.
Are you joking? I would be like, he's not right for you. I would say that.
But I don't think I'd be like, your boyfriend was pissed and told me he's not attracted to you.
Yeah, it's so savage.
Can't we imagine saying that's such a horrible thing.
Imagine saying, I reckon you've got the balls to do it.
Yeah, but just think, 4 years down the line, they're living together.
I know.
And now she's heartbroken.
No, I couldn't do that because I feel like we've actually...
I would say it like this. I'd be like, I'd literally be like to him, if you don't fucking break up with him right now, because it won't go anywhere, I'd go in his ear.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but hang on a second. It's so awkward.
The one thing that comes into my head, why did he feel comfortable enough saying that to her?
He was obviously, at a festival.
This is so bad. Okay, right. Don't tell her now because there's no point. The moment's passed. He was probably really drunk and it was 3 years ago. So maybe he did change his mind after that because he stayed with her for another 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't stay with someone for 3 years if you weren't attracted
exactly.
to him.
Exactly.
I just think this is really bad. She needs to tell the friend to convince her to break up with him without... She can't now say, oh, by the way, 3 years ago, because as the friend...
And also, he will just be like, you're fucking lying.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that. Yeah. And then she'll look like, why have I said it now? You should have said it at the time. I don't think it's going to be benefiting anyone to bring that up. But you should obviously encourage your friend to sack him off because this is just terrible, terrible, terrible. Also, he's written it down
to his friends.
I don't want to marry you.
Oh, I really feel
but
for
you
her.
Can't tell. I don't think... I know this is something that you should take to the grave, I do think, but definitely encourage her to obviously leave him. What he's done is enough for her to leave, I agree.
Yeah.
This extra bit of information won't make a difference.
That is awful. I'm so upset for her. Can you imagine four years?
You were so gutted.
Oh, I couldn't.
4 years is too much.
But then I feel like sometimes with guys, it's the comfortability, if that's even a word. The comfort of being with someone.
No, I agree. And I also think you can, when you're at a certain age, like they got together when they were quite young, you can just get like stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
And it can just be like, God, I don't know any different. I can't leave because, you know, we've got all the same friends and we're living together. We're in too deep now. That's it.
You don't know what else is out there, but then it's too like,
scary.
You spent too much time with them that you're like, It's a waste.
My head just goes psycho. Go through his phone.
Yeah, I would too.
Well, she has already. She's found him saying he doesn't want to be with her. He doesn't want to marry her.
I would dig some deeper.
Oh, well, this is a text message to someone that he sent.
Yeah.
So
on Instagram,
the girl went through. So her best friend went through this dude's phone and on a Facebook thing. He commented back like, "Oh well, if my girlfriend was someone else, I would have proposed to her by now."
What? She will find someone better than him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything happens for a reason. Mm. Dilemma 3. Okay, I've been going out with my boyfriend for nearly 2 years now. However, at the start of uni, last October-ish, we split up for a while as he has stuff going on and didn't want to hurt me, with the aim of getting better for me, and we've heard it all before, etc. It all fell apart so fast, literally from amazing to nothing. In the time we were apart, he was really quite difficult towards me, especially in the lead up to. He spent lots of times with one girl, particularly, which caused a few issues, even though I said nothing. Even though I never said anything, it was obvious it wasn't right. Throughout the break, I found everything so hard, was so close to dropping out of uni and lost all of my self-confidence. Oh no, I found it really hard making friends, which isn't usually like me, etc. We're now back together and he's in a much better place. I think he's super happy with the relationship as he's better in himself. But since being back again, I've got all these insecurities which just won't go away. He slept with a girl whilst we were apart and this plays on my mind so much and I'm terrified of being hurt again. I can't fully relax. I don't know what to do as we do love each other and he's one of the kindest of boys. Any advice, welcome.
Oh my God.
So are they together?
They're back together. He obviously, so he broke up with her, said he needed to work on himself, started like hanging out with a girl. She didn't feel it was right, but she obviously didn't feel confident enough or her place to be like, you can't do that. Mm. Then they got back together. He's now in a better place. They're obviously sweet together, like fine. But he obviously in that time broke up with her, slept with someone, and that's playing on her mind. Mm. Yeah. It sounds like she's just quite insecure, bless her.
Mm.
Which a lot, you know, I'm not surprised. You got the someone you love break up with you and then hang out with another girl. These breakups do cause insecurities and life does. What do you think she should...
Well, I mean, the only way that, like, obviously you're not going to... from a really harsh perspective, sometimes I think too much has happened and I'm never going to feel that confident and secure in this relationship now. This has happened and it can't be undone. Sometimes that's the way I look at things. But then in another light, it is like, you do just need to get over it because, you know, it happened when you were on a break. You're together now, you're in love, you're in a good place. You're only going to harm yourself.
Yeah. I feel like he may have needed that to have the break from her, to get with someone else, to actually realise you're the one I want.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because that's happened to me quite a few times. And I thought, do I really like him? Is the grass greener on the other side? And then I've gone and ventured and then I'm sat on my bed crying, eating chocolate ice cream, like, I really want him back. Why did I do that? So if he's being nice now and he's being supportive now and he's in like a better place,
give him another chance. I think vulnerability is key. Like I think she's afraid to be vulnerable with him and like just tell him about her insecurities. And I think girls and or boys, everyone underestimates how like good being vulnerable is. Like, no one ever like sits when someone's telling you how they truly feel and think, oh God, you're annoying. Like, you feel for somebody. Yeah. And obviously he cares about you, so he's going to understand and feel for you and just say you feel insecure about the fact that you slept with this girl. Yeah. Like, it's given me... And he might then reassure you in some way, I think.
Yeah.
Bless her.
Oh, bless her.
It's sad she...
Also, I also think time is a healer.
Yeah.
Like, the longer this was ago. How is my words not making sense? The more time that goes on, the better you'll feel about it, basically. I think.
Yeah.
As long as he's treating you right and reassuring you along the way and not making you feel more insecure.
Which he doesn't. She said he's so nice.
Exactly. I think that you'll just get over it. And it is, I think once you've spoken about it, like the girl said, it will make you feel so much better.
Did it say how long they'd been together before?
Sometimes we don't get all the information, which is really
important. It is important.
Oh, for nearly 2 years.
Right, okay.
And then he broke up with her, So it's a long time. There's obviously something there. They've gone back to each other. And she said, I don't know what to do. We really love each other. And he's one of the kindest boys. So it sounds like you just need to be honest with him. Yeah, I honestly
think just be fine. And like, it's, you know what it is? It's also because you probably didn't get with anyone or sleep with anyone on the break that you kind of can't relate to what he went through. So in your mind, that's just becoming an insecurity. Whereas if you would have gone out and got with like boys and like maybe had a little fling with someone, you'd be like, oh yeah, I've done the same thing. I know it means nothing to me. Therefore, I can understand that it meant nothing to you. But you can't really relate to that because you didn't go through it. But people do that all the time.
I mean, I can understand where she's coming from in terms of the insecurity side of things. Because if it happened to me and I was in a 2-year relationship and he just willy-nilly slept with someone else, then came back to me and was like, I love you. I'd be like, well, your actions don't match up with your words.
I'd be like, why did you need to break up in the first place?
So I feel like what you just said a second ago about time being the biggest healer, just observe his actions and not his words for the time being. And just see if he does actually reassure you. And just be vulnerable, like what you said.
Yeah. I think, just it sounds like he's being really nice to her. So it sounds like they are happy. And, like, they are at uni. Like, he probably thought, I've just got to uni. I'm in a 2-year relationship. Like, I want to go test the waters.
That
I get that.
All the time. I so get that.
And he obviously did and was like, no, I really love you. Yeah. It sucks for her, but I don't, you know what I mean? I do get his side. But I think, be vulnerable and do what Chloe said. Just watch.
Mm-hmm.
Watch.
Like a hawk.
Like a motherfucking hawk.
Cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This part of the podcast.
Oh, we've whizzed through
these. We have. Look at us answering those dilemmas.
We basically do a not so single diaries. Melissa is not single anymore. She used to do single diaries. Are you in a relationship?
Dating.
So can you get... And basically,
give us a funny story or like something
or
that's
anything
happened.
That's happened that's of interest with your new lover.
Like at the beginning of a relationship or the beginning of dating someone.
Do you know what? I mean, mine just comes down to the fact I speak about it all the time. It is the first poo.
Oh yeah, we've had.
And I feel like everyone covers it, but for me that is a big because like I've got IBS, and when I need to go, I need to go.
I feel you, sister.
Yeah, and it gets to the point where sometimes when having sex with your partner,
stop it,
or like at the beginning of dating,
yeah,
doggy position. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna fart.
Oh no.
And I don't know what to do. So I'm like, I squeeze my cheeks, but then like he pulls them apart. I'm like, no, you don't understand what you're destined for here. You need to stop spreading them. And then I just have to get off and go, I'm really sorry, I've got a bellyache. And then.
Oh my God, you just have to know. You know what you should say? I hate doggy. It's not
no, because I love it.
Not if you're weak. Wait, so you are you saying?
His face.
But are you
can't
saying so down the line when you're
doggy.
Comfortable, you yeah. just be like.
So with your exes, did you just let one out when you were doing doggy? Because that is like yeah. they're literally breathing that in.
Is that true? Is that what you
I mean,
do?
It doesn't happen all the time.
But wait. So would you, in an just ideal think, world, would you like to just be like let it all out, just be comfortable, even when he'd breathe it in? Because he's literally above you in that angle. Like there's no escaping
no,
it.
I feel like, right, because you know when you first meet someone, you don't want to fart in front of them straight away.
No.
So you just hold it in.
I yeah. never farted in front of my ex.
What, you farted in front of Toby?
No. But you I've only been with Toby 6 months, obviously not.
Oh,
but Harry, I was with for like what 3 years, and I've never farted in front of Jamie.
No. Not that I know, but he'll say
have
differently.
You not?
No, he will say. I don't like. No, I try not to. Like, I would never let one out.
No.
If like I've been asleep, that's a different story. Like he's definitely heard me fart, but I've never ever just let
yeah, like,
out.
Yeah, like oops, soz.
Oh no. But I can't even really do that with you.
Neither.
I'm not. I'm really nervous about
see,
farting.
See, that is so me. I'm just like I'm the opposite. I'm let it out.
You quite
better out than
it. Oh, lovely. Yeah. That was a big one.
But when I first start dating someone, I hold them in.
You get bloated.
Like, say if we go like away for the weekend, I hold them all in, and then towards the end, I'm like, oh, this is getting a bit intense. Like, I need to let it out. Then it gets to a point where you can't let it out because you've held so many in.
Yeah,
and
you just
get
got trapped wind.
Oh, yeah,
and
I've
then
had
you
that.
Get trapped wind.
When you get trapped wind, on
you need to take peppermint tablets with you, and they really soothe it and just let it come out.
Also, apparently, there's something called Windies.
Really?
Oh, charcoal tablets as well.
You're
take
joking.
Any smell away. So that even if then, right.
That's what you need, huh?
Charcoal tablets take the smell away. So then if you do fart, no one
are
will bloody know.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Because they take all the toxins out. So it's just like air coming out of you.
Oh, right. Wow.
Windies, charcoal and peppermint.
Yeah, get IBS peppermint tablets. Get your charcoal tablets.
Guys, don't take what we're saying.
And get,
professionals and
get what's
doctors.
The other... Oh, yeah. Did you hear that? What other things could you do? Why don't you just go to the loo and just get them all out there and then you've done
the tap.
It
in? Yeah, I do, but like mid-doggy.
Oh, mid-doggy.
Oh, this doggy situation.
So is it always in doggy? God,
yeah,
it's
always.
God, I don't find that position like that wouldn't ignite like a fart.
No, neither.
Would it not? Oh, because like, I'm just different.
It's okay. When he spreads your cheeks.
I really want to
relate. It just wants to come out.
I don't think I would let someone do doggy on me. Like, if I was going to fart, I'd be like, get away from this position.
I love it. I love it so much.
But do you feel it brewing or is it only when you do the doggy?
No, sometimes I feel it brewing.
Yeah, if I felt one brewing, I couldn't have sex. I'd be like, no, I need to give it to the bathroom.
No, but I don't, because like, you know, in certain positions, did you know that doggy position is the natural position to let trap wind out in?
No, I thought you had to put your legs up on the wall and lie down flat.
I thought you lay on your left and like that, like this.
Oh, right, we've all got different. Yeah.
See, I got told it was when you put your head down, bum up, and then
I'm going to try that.
It, and then when you sit back up and stand up, they all fall out.
Oh, so you have to, because I get it like at events when I have a really tight dress on because it's like gas. It's
it literally hurts.
And then if I have a glass of champagne or Diet Coke or anything fizzy, I'm like, ow.
Yeah.
Because it's just all trapped in like your tight.
High, really high up.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's not even going to come out because it's like so painful. It's trapped so high up in your intestine.
When we were filming in Croatia.
I know exactly. So I know exactly what you're about to say.
Well, it's not gross because it wasn't like I was farting. It was like actual trap.
No, she was crying.
I basically was in a swimming costume and I tied like a little ribbon around it and it was so, so tight. And I had to do like a scene and I was like, no, I can't. I left it. Like, I think Harry and Sam did it without me because I was like screaming, crying. I was halfway on the way to the ambulance, so I thought I had appendicitis.
Oh, you're joking.
It was so bad.
I took the swimming costume off and everything just came out. I was like, oh,
also, where we were, these toilets, we were honestly out filming in the middle of like the freaking desert.
Oh my God.
And the toilets were literally like a hole in the floor with like a bit of wood like around the edge. And I was like, no, this is no place for this.
I got my soul. I just stripped naked in front of
everyone.
You just
didn't care because it was in that much pain.
It was the worst pain I've ever been in. See, I got rushed to hospital when I was filming Too Hot to Handle.
why?
Constipation. Yeah, and I had to I had to have a CAT scan and all sorts. They injected me in my bum, like cheek, with muscle relaxant and everything. It was really bad.
Sorry, explain it. How long did you not pee for?
5 days. And they were feeding me 3 meals a day. And I went on the toilet. I think it was just the fright of the cameras being around and like the environment. And I thought, I can't poo. I'm someone that poos 3 times a day.
Wait, Chloe, were there cameras like in your bathrooms?
No.
But you knew people outside the door?
I had the microphone.
And you couldn't take it off?
No, I could, but I just feel like subconsciously I couldn't.
Oh, really?
So wait, when you do that, can you actually take it off when you go to the loo and they can't stop? So you can have a little chat?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you could have a chat,
But you just
don't. But they're like corks watching you. You'll see like a little producer run over. Wait, stop talking.
Yeah.
Wild.
We know the drill.
But yeah. Constipated.
So what happens? She stabbed you in the ass and then you
I was on the toilet. This whole podcast is going to be about me and my
but this is so, a lot of people relate to this stuff because IBS is so real. IBS is real. It must have been like an anxious thing because it's such a like bizarre environment.
It must have been. I was 19 filming for Netflix.
No, you're such a baby.
So I just thought,
stop, you were 19.
19, yeah.
God, it was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel? I remember in lockdown when we spoke to each other. Do you remember? I was in the country and you were, I think, talking to Jamie and I was like,
yes. Honestly, that felt like I fangirled.
We were like, hi!
I did. I fangirled.
I think I
was on. Was I on Jamie's
laptop?
Yeah, I think
it was lockdown.
First lockdown, we were the Cotswolds. Yeah. And I was like, my gosh, she's so cute and pretty.
I was like, can you tell her I said hello?
Because I watched, I don't know if it was the second lockdown or the first one, but I watched like 2 or 3 seasons, like all in one.
You watched all of Chloe's, didn't you?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I watched yours, then the you were the first one or the second one?
First one.
I watched three seasons all in one go.
When I came out.
Was it the first ever season? So no one knew how big it was going to get?
No one. So I was even prepped by people on production, like, we don't know how big this is going to be and, like, don't get your hopes up sort of thing. But they didn't tell us it was for Netflix. They didn't tell us. They just said it's an online streaming platform. And I thought, oh, it's going to be shit. It's going to be, like, YouTube or something.
Was it, like, I mean, this is too much, but, like, because it was Netflix, would they offer you, like, quite a lot of money or no?
No, it was a competition. So if
because you win the money on there, of course you do.
Only win the money.
Yeah.
If you don't have sex.
Did you have sex?
I didn't know.
So you won?
No, I did. I was one of the winners. But we only got like $7,000 each in dollars.
Oh my God, and Netflix have made an absolute killing off that. Yeah. Really,
you made it. It's what do you
I mean, it's the work that comes off the back of it.
And also, I guess, you didn't know it from Netflix, it wasn't like you were expecting anything when you went in. You were like, yeah, this is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That is quite outrageous. Yeah. Wait, so how long were you in there for?
4 weeks.
Oh my God. And so for 5 days of it. So then once you got the steroid in your bum, you pooed.
Yeah.
How much?
I don't know if I'm allowed to get into this much graphic detail.
Yeah, you can.
Detail.
I'm so interested.
Can I? Yeah. Okay, right. So I'll start from the beginning. Are you ready?
I'm like strapping myself in.
Right. So I haven't pooed for 5 days.
Yeah.
Is your stomach like out here rock hard, painful?
And you've got to wear a bikini.
Exactly.
No, I'd be furious.
Exactly. So I'm on the toilet. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I've been woken up by in my belly.
Is this like, post the injection?
Post injection. This is like, I'm just in bed and I have to go to the toilet. So I go to the toilet. I'm sat on the toilet. And there's a trick I learned on TikTok, right?
Put your legs in the toilet seat.
Because
your legs.
I've seen it and it works. So you put your feet
on the toilet
the toilet seat.
Yeah.
And then like basically squat on the toilet seat. And it still didn't work.
Oh.
I was screaming. So someone must have overheard me, right?
Wait. You're screaming. There's boys and girls.
So there's boys and girls in the next door to the toilet. Because
they
like,
should
there's
have
one
given
big
you another
bedroom.
Fucking toilet to go in.
Well, no one was prepared for this. What was about to happen?
Why were you screaming? Because it was so painful.
Because it was so painful, yeah.
What did
horrible.
It feel like? Cramps.
It just felt like extreme cramps and nothing would come out. And you know when you get really hot and sweaty when you've got diarrhea?
Yeah, there was nothing.
But there was nothing coming out.
No, I would be so upset.
And I felt so fainty, if that's the word. Fainty. Yeah, I felt like I was going to faint. Yeah. Oh, my
Flipping
God.
Hell.
So then, yeah, the producer come in, he carried me off the toilet. He actually worked on Made in Chelsea.
Oh, what's his name?
Sam Sean. King.
Oh my God.
My
we
babe.
Know him.
I love him so much.
He carried me off the toilet in the bathroom.
I absolutely love him.
Took me into one
what,
of the...
What, with your bare butt out?
Yeah.
Oh my God, bless him.
Yeah.
He's such a babe.
And then the nurse injected my bum.
Again?
This was the first time.
Right.
So this was the first. So she injected me into my bum and they chucked me in a van and I went to the hospital screaming and they put me in a CT scan, CAT scan thing and were like, oh, you're seriously blocked up.
You like you think?
I was like, yeah. And they thought it was my appendix, like what you said, but my appendix got removed a couple of years prior. So anyway, I was laying on this hospital bed and this is where it gets juicy.
I am honestly on the edge of my seat.
They had a meter long tube attached to a bright orange bag filled with liquid.
Oh, this is like a colonic.
You had a colonic.
And they said, are you ready?
This is getting shoved up.
We need to put a nappy on you because you're going to shit yourself. And I said, no, I'm not going to shit myself. I need to keep my dignity. And they said, nope, Chloe, we're going to put the tube in.
But
are
this
you
is
ready?
When you're in the hospital, right?
Yeah.
So like, it doesn't matter.
But when the tube goes in, isn't it meant to come out the tube? Or does it
no.
just go?
No, they just put the tube in. They put the tube in.
And where
fill
did
you full of fluid, and they just pulled it out and it went everywhere.
What do you mean on the bed?
Yeah.
And was Sam King watching it?
No, he was in the waiting room.
So it's just you and the doctor. And what, you're lying in your own shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you crying?
Yeah.
What? So it just kept coming out.
It was dramatic.
So were you? But it quite relieving at the same time. I bet you were like,
so
I
really
mean, it was amazing.
It.
Yeah.
She's like, I need to go and have this dump.
I know. I'm so fascinated. Like, was it dropping on the floor?
It was just like around me.
So 5 days worth of
poo. Oh my God,
just
no. So you were like literally lying in it and it was just squirting. Yeah. Was it squirting everywhere?
No, it was just, yeah, a little bit.
So at this point, do you have the nappy on?
Well, there was a bit.
The was it coming out of the nappy?
The nappy did not save or salvage anything.
Oh God. But
there was like a nappy pad on the bed. And what I'd done, when they put the liquid in, when it started coming out, I was like, this is a bit embarrassing. And there was a toilet opposite. So I grabbed the nappy thing, held my bum hole to stop it coming out. Sorry, this is so graphic. And then I ran in the toilet. And as my bum cheek touched the toilet, right, it just went, and just fucking squirted all out the side of the toilet. Yeah, it was really bad.
Did they let you shower before you went back?
Yeah.
No.
They just needed to do some pickup scenes because they were like, Chloe, the whole world's going to think, where's Chloe gone for the episode? And they actually in a little bit. I can't remember what episodes it's on, but you see me in the diary room and I burp and I'm like, I feel really ill. And then I'm in bed and then I'm eating soup and bread.
Oh,
and you can hear my belly rumble from the mic and they just use that.
Oh my God, bless you. Yeah. That is right.
I don't know why I'm not an ambassador for IBS.
Might be after this.
Should we just do it? You've got IBS, haven't you? It's on my bucket list.
That's why Sophie was so fascinated about all the issues that I need to get on this stuff.
Where did it
go? I could tell all the questions she was asking. So, right, they put it up your bum, then what?
It's basically like a clonic.
I've never had a clonic. You had a couple, and it's really good. I want to try it. Apparently you feel so lovely and light after.
I want to know about that thing that you had.
What?
That Jamie kept on putting out every story.
Oh, that was the lymphatic drainage. That was really lovely. Do you know what? My favourite feeling in the world is getting my blood pressure taken, and that's what it felt like all over me. That
really?
Yeah, I love it. There's no better feeling for me. Someone holding me really tight. I love pressure. Grab my foot and that, you're in. Like if Jamie squeezes my foot really tight, I don't want a massage. I just want you to squeeze it.
You're a weird human being.
It's really nice.
Squeeze the feet.
Right, that was on Not So Single Diaries and somehow it just turned into an absolute monstrosity shitting story.
Do you have
I think that's why I'm still single though.
No. But it's
I mean, I had like a bad tummy when I was with Toby quite early on because I was put on antibiotics and for 8 days I had it, poor me.
Yeah, that was really bad.
I mean, had to just carry on at that point. I was like, after 2 days, I have to carry on my normal life. I had to go out and just didn't go about my business.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you got to just...
A trooper, actually. I just got on with that.
Yeah, but you said it wasn't painful. You just said it just kept
It was different because it was antibiotics, like I was ill.
Right, okay.
That was quite
Is that your not-so-single diary story?
I mean, last night, I actually told you this already. I woke up in the middle of the night, my boyfriend's hand was right up in between my butt cheeks, just resting.
I love it.
I was like, what's going on?
It's like an oven. He's like,
oh, sorry. Didn't move it, just kept it right up in there. And
what
I was like,
do you mean?
I don't know. I don't even know how it got in there. I didn't feel, I just woke up and it was right up in there. Like, I was like, why is there something in between?
I would have loved it.
I told him about it in the morning. He was like, yeah, quite nice now. And I was like, okay. Also, you can imagine Toby and he's like, why? He's like, yeah, quite nice though.
Why did he do that voice?
I don't know, to me he sounds like that. He's so sweet and not nasally. I don't know. Such a niche voice.
You just did it. What was it that you were saying? Quite nice, no?
No, he's quite not.
I don't get it.
He's got quite a unique sounding voice and I was like, why was your butt cheek, your hand right up in between my butt cheeks? So I wake up in the middle of the night, it's quite nice, no?
Do his voice, too.
Quite nice, no?
Quite nice, no? Oh my god.
It's because you can imagine him saying it, it's too good.
I am crying at that.
Okay, right, grandma, you should not have listened to that. I really apologise.
Oh god, granny, no. Is it grandma or granny?
Grandma.
Same, I called my grandma. Okay, my bridesmaid little bride story. Venue fell through, so we're flying out next week to have a look at another venue. And God forbid, I swear to God, I'm not coming back with that venue. So that's my situation.
Stunning.
So this time next week, Hans, you're all going to know where I'm getting married. And on that note, Chloe, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Telling us your deepest and darkest
shit. Your content was fabulous.
Yeah. It was wonderful. I was so gripped.
Traumatic. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Love you, girls.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.